Hello and welcome. It's our number two of the podcast, a basketball hour dedicated to the end of the championship window for the Golden State Warriors. Klay Thompson injured. He's out for another season. So we tackle the question whether or not the Warriors are still championship contenders without Klay Thompson. That and more coming your way right now. Here it is, hour number two. Not so golden. Welcome in the beginning of another hour. It's the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond are the vast and powerful microphones of Fox Sports Radio as we treat insomnia while emanating live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And thank you for spending some time with us here on the radio. We do appreciate it. So not so golden. The other shoe has dropped. Our lead this hour comes from basketball. We'll get back to the Thursday night brouhaha between Arizona and Seattle, which went to the Seahawks. But this hour, basketball hour, at least at the beginning in the Bay Area there, we found out the official status of Klay Thompson, and it's exit stage right. You're gone. If you've not heard, I don't know how you could have missed this. Reports were confirmed. The doomsday scenario has played out. Klay Thompson suffering a season-ending Achilles injury, and he was working out in Los Angeles, and that's it. So he will miss his second straight full season. He was out of Golden State's lineup, remember, last year after the ACL injury against the Raptors in the NBA Finals. Now, the Golden State Warriors brains, the Warriors brass, say that everything's looking good. Everything's looking good. They're claiming that Klay Thompson, the diagnosis is he's going to make a full recovery. Okay. I'll see it when it happens. I'll believe it when it happens. I'm in a show-me state of mind. Now, Golden State wasting no time in attempting to pick up someone to fill the shoes of Klay Thompson, and they made a deal. It's not official, but it's about to be official. And a player that was already traded once from the Suns to Oklahoma City is now going outbound of Oklahoma and inbound to the Bay Area. Kelly Oubre from the Golden State. He goes to the Golden State Warriors from the Oklahoma City Thunder. And so there's more moves to be made, but that is the move that has been made. So let us discuss. The Warriors were talking about a return to glory this upcoming NBA season, which starts in less than a month. So the question is, can the Warriors still be a championship contender sans Klay Thompson? And I am going to veto. I'm going to veto this. I'm giving it the old veto. So I've got Toy Story, Andy Warhol, and Dandy Dawn. And we will combine all these things together. Now, first of all, Klay Thompson. All right, Klay Thompson was not the centerpiece of those great Warrior teams. He was one of the key players. He was not the main attraction. I think we can agree on that. When the Warriors were really gunning, Steph Curry and Kevin Durant were the two guys, right? Thompson, however, if you look at this, he was the epitome of the supporting actor. He's the yin to the yang. You don't have the Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Splash Brothers. You have the only child without Klay Thompson, obviously, but you think of this like Toy Story, right? Steph Curry is Buzz Lightyear, and Klay Thompson's Woody. And Buzz Lightyear needs Woody. He does. And so each is downgraded without the other. And you look at the big picture here, it's not good. Now, secondly, Golden State, they're not going to completely fall off the table. They're going to be a playoff team if they try. Right? If they try, and that is a question that appears to have already been answered, that they're not going to raise the white flag, at least not yet. They made the trade for Kelly Oubre, who's, let's be honest here, he's a Jag. Not a Jacksonville Jag, he's just a guy. He's not horrible. I've seen him play. He's had some good games. He's a human band-aid at this point, though, if you're honest with yourself. And he's only played a little bit. In his mid-20s, he's been around for a few years, but he was with the Washington Wizards back in the day. But some nights he can dominate, but he's not a pillar. He's not a foundational type player, which Klay Thompson was as a supporting player. You're not going to bet the mortgage on Oubre getting it done. You're not going to do that. The dead bolt has been placed on the championship window for the Golden State Warriors. And you're honest, you will say that. Now, it's like an Andy Warhol quote. Not an Andy Warhol painting. It's like an Andy Warhol quote. Life is a series of images that change as they repeat themselves. All right, and I bring that up because these Warriors are looking more and more like, if you're looking for a comp, the late 1980s and early 90s Boston Celtics. That's what they're looking like to me. You had Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, and Robert Parrish, who made five NBA finals with Boston from 1981 to 1987. And then the next 5 years, the Celtics made the playoffs every one of those years, but were never really considered dangerous after 1988. Larry Bird got hurt. Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish got old. Len Bias is also part of that. That was earlier on in the middle when they were winning championships. Len Bias died prior. He had a drug overdose right after the draft. And he was the number two pick, and he was supposed to be the guy that would carry the Celtics dynasty further and further. And that obviously didn't transpire. And Golden State right now, you talk about that Warhol quote, you know, that the images change as they repeat themselves. Well, you're watching Steph Curry have his issues. He's getting a little older. He was injured last year. Klay Thompson's body is crumbling here for the Warriors with back-to-back seasons lost. Draymond Green is a good complimentary player. But if you had to depend on Draymond Green as your second option, you're not going to win many games. You're not. And he's got money, and these guys, listen, here's the deal. All right, final thought here on the Warriors. So Klay Thompson had a good run. He's made a ton of money. And he is going to come back and play again. I don't doubt that he will come back and play, but I have yet to see someone with that type of injury, the Achilles injury, that comes back and is lethal as an anaconda. I have not seen it. All right, so in terms of weaponizing, as the great Dandy Don would say, turn out the lights, the party's over. And the other thing, too, is with Klay Thompson, it's a different type of injury, but the trend appears to be like Grant Hill. Grant Hill was a really good player, was a better player than Klay Thompson back with the Pistons, and then he went to the Orlando Magic. But he had a stretch years ago. We had all these kind of injuries and all this stuff. But it's like reincarnated Grant Hill, right? We never saw him, after he had that run of injuries, Grant Hill, never saw him dominate again after he had all the injuries. He played nine seasons after. So he played a long time. He played till he was 40, bouncing around with a bunch of teams. But he never averaged, Grant Hill, 20 points a game after success early in his career and when he had all the injuries. But he had some decent seasons. And Klay Thompson can have some decent seasons. But last I checked, if you're a jump shooter, don't you need your legs to shoot? Isn't that a big part? Everyone thinks it's just, you know, your arms and your hands and all that. But no, your ability to jump, and that's a big part of it. And who knows what you're going to get. I know modern medicine has improved a lot, but this is a time I would like to pause, and I want to remind you that as a distant relative of the great Nostradamus and a friend of Nostradinus, when the Warriors were humming, when they were hitting on all cylinders, and they were just running and gunning, and they were the show, we had always said, and we were very clear about this, that the way the Warriors were going to be dethroned was what? Snap, crackle, pop. And it turned out, on this one, we got it right. On this one, we were right. It happened in the finals. It continued last season, and now it's continuing again for another season. The breakfast cereal, snap, crackle, and pop theme applies now to the Golden State Warriors and the very fragile Golden State Warrior team. It would appear. And this is really good news for the teams that are all in a bottleneck at the bottom of the Western Conference. The real beneficiary of this is because Golden State should be a playoff team. They shouldn't make the playoffs. But you're looking at that the teams that are all bottled up there at the bottom. We figure Houston's not a playoff team anymore once they trade Harden. They haven't done that yet. If they keep Harden, they're a playoff team. But the usual suspects who are nibbling at the very bottom there of the Western Conference, some combination. You'll have Portland will be in that mix. The Suns think they're going to be there. Dallas is also a team that is the darling of the NBA media. And New Orleans is getting some hype with Zion. And so you put all those teams into a basket. And now Golden State, you lose a few more games here, unless you think Kelly Oubre Jr. is going to be lights out playing with Steph Curry. It could be okay. Not all that great. I'm realistic. Not optimistic. I'm realistic. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. You want to talk about any of that, you can join us right now. The lines are open at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We will have lame jokes of the week. That'll be coming up next hour. Next hour, lame jokes of the week. And also, later this hour, we got Maller to the Third Degree. We have that to look forward to. We've got Pedal Power and the Tax Man is a knocking. Pedal Power and the Tax Man is a knocking. We will get to that and we will do it next.
I'm Fudgy Camus and I know I'm great. I'll always be great. And I'll continue to be great.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Damn!
Friday! Friday!
Thank God it's Friday! Friday!
Said I saw her boobs, now I'm a believer.
It's Maller 2020, and you can be heard in the democracy of the Ben Maller Show. We encourage and welcome the voice of the people, that would be you, following the voice of this show on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones. He is the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop de Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan. And now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's a big day if you're a basketball nerd because free agency begins at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. It would have started already if it hadn't been for Rachel Nichols, who complained. She's an NBA broadcaster at ESPN. She complained others that the free agency and the trade deadline, these things used to be at midnight, and that affected her sleep schedule, and so these people complained, and so the
NBA
kowtowed, and now it starts in the evening time, which, you know, doing an overnight show is much more fun when we had rumors, and there are rumors flying all night. We'll give you some of those throughout the show. We'll sprinkle them in. The big rumor du jour that I have seen the last couple hours in NBA circles is that Carmelo Anthony is expected to go back to the Knicks. And which is not a shocker. Leon Rose is running the show. He's an executive for the Knickerbockers.
Who?
You know what his previous job was? You don't know. He was Carmelo Anthony's agent. So I'm thinking, you know, people complain about the Good Old Boys Network. Sometimes it helps you out, though, right? The kinship. And more speculation also that James Harden is about to say arrivederci to Houston, that trade is going to happen.
We love China. We love everything, you know, they're about.
Now, that would be a shocker if he gets traded to China. That would be something. So, we'll see what happens with that. And all kinds of good. A lot of drama around Bogdan Bogdanovic. Who knew there would be that much excitement about Bogdan Bogdanovic?
Who?
He can shoot.
Yeah, he can. So he's going to get $18 million a year.
Just to shoot basketball? That must be nice.
Oh. The joke we used to use, Roberto, was, well, will he sell any tickets? But you can't use that joke anymore because nobody's buying tickets because there's nobody at these games. So you have to change it up. So the Warriors, but I just want to follow up on the monologue we did about the Warriors there at the beginning. So the Warriors are still working on the final details on the Kelly Oubre trade. But as, of course, every other transaction that the Oklahoma City Thunder make, what is Oklahoma City getting in return for Kelly Oubre? That's right, a first-round draft pick. There needs to be an intervention. There needs to be some kind of...
Somebody tell them it's the NBA. It's not the NFL.
Yeah, you're not guaranteed to get a star. And I guess they're playing the odds here, right? They're playing the odds that if they have every first-round pick between now and 2027, they'll get a few all-stars out of it. They'll get a couple of all-stars. But that is nuts. What is that going to be, 18 or 19 first-round picks now that the Thunder have acquired?
Dang, that many? Wow.
Yeah, between now and 2027, it's like 18 or 19. If this trade actually goes down, which it looks like it will.
You got to assume they're going to trade some of those maybe in the future for a possible.
Well, you can only have like 12, 13 players yeah, exactly. on a roster. So yeah. What are you going to do? You got all these guys that are not going to be able to play. You know what they'll end up doing? They'll be like Danny Ainge in Boston had all these first-round picks. So he's drafting some guys and stashing them in Europe, but he'd draft guys for the G League team in Maine.
Yeah, Danny Ainge is example number one of why you don't want to save all these draft picks, right? What has he done? Nothing.
Gun shy, man. The big move he made was Kyrie Irving, and that was the wrong big move. Kyrie's a sourpuss.
Hey, here's a wacky sports talk radio thing to kick around. Of course, it'll never happen, but if someone had acquired like 12 first-round picks and they used them all in the same draft, would that team make up a competent NBA team? Or would they be just a complete disaster?
So, like, all rookies.
But they were all first-round picks from
like
one draft.
Like the Fab Five of the NBA version.
But no, they would suck. They would be terrible. It would be a nightmare. Yeah, it would be bad. And then the other thing about the Kelly Oubre trade, because I'm fascinated by Kelly Oubre. I've mentioned him more the last like week because we did a Chris Paul monologue a couple days ago. He's gotten full attention here on this show. The Warriors trade for this cat from Oklahoma City, they did the math on this, and the math, listen, it's all silly money, it's all ridiculous money, but some of the stat nerds did the numbers here, and Golden State's tax bill with the luxury tax, it's currently at $66 million. The addition of Kelly Oubre would see that go up to $134 million, so that means the tax rate would be $82.4 million. They'd pay over $80 million in luxury tax for the right to have a guy who's okay. I mean, he's not the worst. He's right in the middle. I think as a swing guy, Kelly Oubre's right in the middle. Now, maybe he blossoms and becomes amazing in Golden State, but my God, Now, keep in mind, we're not going to have some kind of bake sale for the Golden State Warriors ownership because Joe Lacob, the owner of the Warriors, what is he worth? He's worth a couple billion dollars, I believe. Is it more than that? It's hard to keep track. But he's got a net worth of more than $3 billion. So I think he'll be okay. I think it's up to like four. Depending on where you look, it's like $400 million. So I think he'll be
1.2 billion, it says here.
Oh, is that what it says? I looked at a different spot.
2020 Forbes.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good news. We'd like to alert all our affiliates. Marcel has tweeted that he will be calling up the final hour for Food Picks with Marcel. First time ever, Chicken Parm.
It was a rounding, roaring applause we heard there.
Hey, you want an on the spot? I just saw this story. My guy Tim sent me this. This is a good story. So it's not really a sports story, but we'll make it a sports story because a lot of teams, when they have vacations, they'll say, go on a cruise with the Orioles or go on a cruise with the Steelers or the Packers or the Astros or whatever. So the cruise industry obviously is in the tank, like every other travel-related industry. So Royal Caribbean had a situation where they were asking for people to volunteer to sail free of charge on they have this government-mandated test voyage. And so 3 days ago, they posted, they wanted volunteers of the sea. They posted this online. They're trying to get people, they were trying to get people who wanted and were desperate enough to get a free trip on a massive Royal Caribbean cruise liner, the Ovation of the Seas. This is a big boat. And so they were trying to get people to sign up for free in the middle of the pandemic and all this stuff. And the test sailing, they have all these protocols they're testing out to see if they can actually work so they can reopen the cruise ships and people can get their jobs back and all that stuff. And they want to begin cruising around the Atlantic and the Pacific and all the oceans of the world in 2021. And so the maiden voyage is going to take place soon. So you want to take a guess. Again, they just posted this online. Do you think a lot of people, like, give me a number. How many people do you think signed up knowing that the cruise ships have the reputation of being a petri dish? How many people do you think signed up to volunteer to go on a cruise ship and be essentially guinea pigs?
I'm going to say 100,000 people.
All right. What do you think, Roberto?
I'm going to say, let's see. I'm going to say 80,000.
80,000. All right. That's right. Koopaloop.
So what was the total, like, area that this was?
It was just on social media. This is a cruise ship. It's I don't know.
Okay,
don't
so was, from yeah. People from anywhere could
yeah, exactly, it. Exactly.
Okay, so Roberto's guess isn't all that outrageous, I guess, but I'm going to go lower than that. I'm going to say 25,000.
All right, well, time now to reveal answers. And Eddie, you have won both showcase showdowns. You got it exactly right. 100,000
wow.
people.
Wow.
100,000 people signed up to be guinea pigs.
Free cruise, man.
Yeah.
Free cruise.
I would do it.
Yeah, I'd probably do it too.
I'll do it.
I saw a commercial awesome, during the during the Thursday night game. They had commercials. I remember it caught my eye because it was like a go-kart
Dude, a
track.
Free cruise, man.
There was like a go-kart awesome. Track on the cruise ship.
I've seen some of those. Yeah.
And then I'm like, who in the hell's going on a cruise ship right now? But, well.
Some of those, they have like massive boats on the cruise
it's
ship.
Like a,
that
it's
look
like a city, man. It's like there's all kinds of stuff to do there. It's everything.
Have you been? I've never been on a cruise ship.
Yeah, it's
the
awesome.
Only one I've been on is the Queen Mary, which doesn't count. But I've been on that. You've been on the cruises before? Yeah. Where have you gone?
The cruises are great.
You too? Yeah.
I have not. I don't think I should go because I know it's all you
something
can
like
eat.
Something like better. You go all the way to the top of the cruise ship and you look around, you're just surrounded by water. It's pretty crazy, man.
Well, so I've been on several cruises. Before I got this job, I had a sales job that was like full commission, so I could just, you know, do my job from wherever I had access to a computer. So I would do things like this a lot. And one of them I did, it was like a 7-night Baja Mexico cruise.
It's the Caribbean.
This was like Puerto Vallarta, Mazatlan, and those, and yeah. It was awesome. My mom bought the cruise, like the rooms for all of us, and then so I paid to upgrade us both to a balcony room. Having a balcony on a cruise ship is awesome, especially when you sneak a little bit of something on board.
That's what I want.
And you know, so at night you're
what's
just
he talking about.
You're just, you know, no you're just sitting there
and
with
a
you know, a nice joint.
Cigar.
You got the balcony room, right?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, just man. Sitting out on the balcony, looking at the ocean. It's great. But then, like Eddie said, though, every cruise I've ever gone on, I've come back at least like 7 pounds heavier.
Oh yeah, there's so much food. The food's great, man.
All you can eat.
Yeah,
just nonstop.
I don't think it's good for your diet now, Roberto.
Probably not. But it's great.
Not.
It's great food, though. It's great food. I proposed to my wife on the ship, man.
You did?
Yeah, we haven't been back since.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because we haven't been back since because she doesn't like.
So we're,
water.
Like out somewhere in the Pacific. She doesn't like water.
You know, yeah, she's
your wife does not enjoy water.
No,
does she enjoy a shower?
No, shower, yeah, but she doesn't like go swimming any of that stuff.
Who's afraid
of water?
Jimmy Butler's afraid of water.
Yeah, she's afraid of water. Like.
Really?
So, yeah, we haven't gone since I proposed to her years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's it was fun, is that because of a childhood situation or something like that?
No, she just okay, yeah. But like you couldn't even tell when the boat was moving. She's like, "Wait, are we moving?" I'm like, "Yeah."
I was gonna ask because these things are so massive that it's not like normally. I've been on boats before, like out, you know, small boats, and I'm like, "Holy crap, I'm gonna puke." You know,
you couldn't even tell when it started moving. But then there's other times, where it's like, "All right, yeah, it's a little, the ocean's a little, the water's a little rocky." Yeah, little you can light, tell that it's moving. Yeah.
And then I'm worried, like, I'm too tall for the boat. Like, you have to be, like, a certain height. If you get over a certain height, it's a problem.
Nah, so you'll be fine.
You think I'll be all right?
Yeah, man. It's fun.
All right.
You got casinos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because once you get out of a certain point, you're in international waters. You can do whatever the hell you want.
Casinos, comedy shows. They got all kinds of stuff on the
How many miles is international waters? We should take a boat and go out in international waters. How far out is it? How many miles is it? I don't know. I have no idea. But, yeah. I remember my grandfather used to
12 nautical miles.
Oh, is that right? My grandfather told me that years ago they had boats, the gambling boats in L.A. that would go out into international waters.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah, you could gamble. During Prohibition, gamble, drink, smoke cigars, you know, live like men. And, you know, just go for it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Ben, did you see that a College Football Hall of Fame coach has tested positive for COVID-19?
I did see this. I've actually met him before.
Is that right?
Yeah. When I was doing local radio, we had a bunch of speakers come in. We called this thing The Winning Way. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the motivational speakers they brought him in. Yeah.
Well, 83-year-old Lou Holtz confirmed he has tested positive for COVID-19. He has said that he doesn't have a lot of energy right now, but that he is recovering from the virus. Of course, former Notre Dame head coach won a national title with the Fighting Irish back in 1988.
Now, did he, when he was coaching at Notre Dame, or Notre Dame, some like to call it, remember Holtz would always upsell, like,
yes,
Navy?
Yes, always, yes.
Do you think he's like, let me tell you, this coronavirus, oh my God, it's the, you know, it's like he's doing that whole thing.
I don't know. That's a good point.
Because I always remember, it was a funny thing, because Notre Dame had really good teams in those years, and they were like, you know, powerhouse, and they, you know, they were contending for championships every year, and Holtz would come out and hold these little TV news conferences, and you would think every team they played was God's gift to football, and it was outstanding. Kill him with kindness. Kill him with kindness was the whole strategy there back in the day. So, all right, here's the Ben Maller Show. We press on here. The burner account says, you took the words right out of my mouth with your opening monologue this hour. Snap, crackle, pop. This team is cursed, Ben. Somebody unleashed the hellhounds on these cocky lads, he says there. That's from the burner account says, A minus. Maller bot guy says, C minus. Screw you. How dare you? Bad job by you. All right. Let's go to the phones and eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's see here. Let's go to Berkeley and we'll say hello to Andrea in Berkeley. She's got her star charts out. Hello, Andrea.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Hello. Oh, man. If I was any better, I'd be a Thompson, but not Clay Thompson because he's not playing.
I know, it's been the talk of the town. You know, I'm in the Bay Area, so a lot of Warriors press conferences and shows. And
now, has anyone said it's the curse of the Taj Mahal Arena they built in San Francisco? Because ever since they moved across the Bay Bridge, it's been nothing but lightning striking.
Well, I think I told you when I went to the Grateful Dead New Year show at Chase Center that it was super expensive and overpriced, and a beer was like $18, and it just priced out like the working class true Warrior fan, and I wasn't impressed, but you know, I'm kind of earthy. But
well, you believe in karma, and so if you believe in karma, if that's your thing, and atmosphere and aura and all those things, that is not good what the Warriors have done.
Right, and here's the thing, you know, when we have certain transits to Mars, which is a crucial planet for an athlete, it's energy assertion, aggression, and Saturn, he's born February 8th, 1990, Aquarius with six planets in Capricorn, and there's this epic Jupiter-Saturn-Pluto conjunction going on. So basically, this started last year, Ben, and he was injured last season, and now, again, now it's the Achilles, he's out for this year. So these transits can last 2 years, and, you know, there's no way out but through. And it was an interesting press conference. Bob Myers is March 31, 1975, and James Wiseman, the new draft pick, was March 31, but check out the year, 2001.
Ooh, 2001.
Yeah, there's a young in there, a little difference. But, you know, fiery Aries, and, you know, at least it was some optimism. But Clay, you know, very frustrated. You know, Saturn rules the skeletal system, bones, knees, teeth, joints, feet. And Saturn is limitation and frustration.
So he better watch out. He may get punched in the face and lose a couple of teeth. It could happen.
Yeah. Well, I guess it can always get worse. I try to err on the positive, but that was tough news. Yeah. But these transits.
Well, the positive is he's still filthy rich. And so, you know, if you're going to have to rehab an injury, you'd like to do it at a palace, right? Living in a palace is where you would. Rather than a studio apartment, you'd rather be in a palace. I'm just saying.
That is true. There's always a bright side. And, you know, that's, these things happen with injuries. And,
yes,
you know,
they do.
Steph Curry was injured. Saturn hit his Mars in Capricorn. I mean, these things happen, and it's just that they last for several seasons sometimes, and that can be really frustrating for the player and certainly for the fan base. And they were just denied. They wanted to start having some fans in, Ben, at Chase Center. I don't know if you heard, but the city of San Francisco and what do you call them?
The king, his majesty. Yes, yes.
Right.
Well, he couldn't have the Warriors have fans because he's got, you know, that's the same time he wants to go book that restaurant. So he needs to be at the restaurant while the rest of us have to stay in our homes. Anyway, all right. Thank you, Andrea. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. Virgo in service. Our friend, Andrea. Checking in, giving you the inside skin. Let's check in real quick with truck driver Chris, who's driving around Mississippi this morning. Hello, truck driver Chris.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Ben and fellas?
Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Man, why are you so disrespectful to Clay like that, man?
How am I disrespectful? I'm being honest. What, you going to kiss his ass? He got hurt. That's what happened.
You ain't got to kiss his butt. You ain't got to do none of that. But they did win a championship without KD. Remember that now. They did win one without KD. Yes, they won 2 and 3 with KD, but they won one without KD.
Chris, he's not the headliner. He's not. How's that being disrespectful?
We'll put it like this. The headliner, Steph Clay, is nothing without him. That's like Jordan couldn't win without Pippen.
Jordan was fine without Pippen. Stop with the Pippen stuff. Jordan was fine without Pippen. Stop.
Jordan did not win another championship without Pippen.
Doesn't matter. Listen, Steph Curry.
That's fact.
Pippen. Let me tell you, I watched Pippen with the Rockets and the Blazers. He sucked. He was terrible with those teams.
Hey. I didn't say Pippen was great without Jordan. I just said Jordan couldn't win without Pippen.
Jordan was a dominant NBA player without Scottie Pippen. Pippen was not a dominant NBA player without Jordan.
Oh, my God.
Chris. And by the way, if there's 10 seconds to go, Golden State has a healthy Klay Thompson, a healthy Steph Curry, and Draymond Green. Who's getting the last shot?
Draymond Green, I ain't going to shoot it up. I ain't going to pass nobody.
No, the answer is Steph Curry. He's going to take the last. He's going to get the ball to shoot the ball last. They're going to get the ball. They're going to run a play to Steph Curry to shoot the ball, not Klay Thompson to Steph Curry.
Hey, put it like this. You think is your boy Baker Mayfield going to get his option picked up by the Browns?
He should not be. The way he's played, the Browns are winning, but not because of Baker Mayfield. How about your guy Lamar Jackson? How's he doing, by the way? He hasn't been as good this year, has he?
Hey, we're going to win the championship this year.
I haven't forgotten, Chris.
We're going to win the division, and we're going to win the Super Bowl.
All right, I got to go. Thank you, buddy. Thanks for checking in, Chris. All right, there's our guy, Chris. He bust my balls about the Ravens. I remember him. Remember, he's got a very distinctive cadence, and we were ranting about Lamar Jackson back in the day. Now he's busting my chops about Klay Thompson. Cannot win. All right, you got Mallard of the Third Degree. Here is the Insta Trivia. Here it is, the Insta Trivia. So Matt Ryan and blank have the most career losses with a passer rating of 140 or greater. Now, this is minimum 15 attempts per game. So Matt Ryan, Matty Ice of the Falcons, and Blank have had the most career losses with a passer rating of 140 or better. That is the Insta Trivia. The answer, next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Only a few rare birds are able to listen to all 4 hours of the Ben Maller Show live overnight. But thanks to podcasting, you have no excuse to miss a second of our unorthodox chatter. Subscribe to the Ben Maller Show podcast on iTunes and give us 5 stars. It's quick, painless, and a noise management. And now live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Maller to the third degree coming up. Here is the Insta Trivia. So Matty Ice, Matt Ryan, and Blank have the most career losses with a passer rating of 140 or better. It's among all players with a minimum of 15 attempts in said game. Understande? Comprende? Yeah, all right, very good. Double O Mexicans going with Billy Joe Tolliver as his answer. G. Gordon's going with Kyler Soros Murray. The First Lady of Wrestling, Miss Elizabeth, was guessed by Rob in Vegas. Legend. She is a legend. Pauly D's going with Achilles Smith. J. Dot says Cookie Monster is the answer. Bubba from Alvin, Texas, got this one right. Jim Zorn, guessed by Rod, the ambassador of Bakersfield. Sergeant Slaughter, another legend from Chris in Des Moines. Who else do we have? The mighty Mark Sanchez, tossed out by Adam. Scott in Rhode Island is going with Hank, the angry drunken dwarf from the Howard Stern Show. Who else do we have? Tom the Gobbler Turkey from Raider Freak. Alexa Bliss, guest for the 7,000th consecutive week by Just Josh, one of the Cincinnati Bros, checking in. Screaming Possum says Father Spice is oh so nice. Michael Vick, who was on Fox. Did you see that? He was doing the pregame halftime stuff and postgame on Fox. Vick was. Jason in Rocky Mountain, Virginia, went with Michael Vick, the local guy. Do you have an answer there, Ed? It's not Vinny Testaverde. That was guessed by Manic Mike.
No, that's a ridiculous answer. It is former USC Trojan, Detroit Lion, and local radio gas bag Rodney Pete.
Is it Rodney Pete? No, it's also not the chart-topping rock band, the Slapdick Murphys, guessed by Alfie Alien Opiner, or Matt Stafford, tossed out by Chip in the Q's. The correct answer, Tony Romo! Woo!
Who?
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
All right, Coop Daloop, here we go.
Ben, so Reggie Bush was on a podcast with Kevin Hart this week when he said 1,000% he wants his Heisman Trophy back. Now, you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone that doesn't think he should get it back, but do you think he ever will?
No chance. Zero chance, right? Number one, listen, Reggie Bush, he got caught. You know, family, you know, a bunch of cash, cars, houses, all that crap when he was playing at USC. They gave up the title and all that. And he was ruled, he would have, should have been ruled and would have been ruled ineligible and all that. But the Heisman Trophy people, I've met some of these Heisman voters over the years. They are the bastions of virtue. So they're not going to overlook that stuff. Are you kidding me? They're not going to forget about that. And then secondly, Reggie Bush, I watched all those games when he was at SC. I was very lucky. I went to a lot of the home games, most of the home games. Most exciting college football player I've ever seen is Reggie Bush, all time. Amazing. He's got all that NFL money. He should just buy a replica of the Heisman. They don't cost that much. You know, save yourself the hassle. Nobody will know. Next.
So Doug Peterson told Browns media this week that he would trade up for Carson Wentz all over again. Now, that BS aside, We all know Wentz has been pretty garbage since his 2017 season-ending knee injury. How much of his suckage is never really recovering from that physically, and now, how much is him just not being as good as we thought?
That's a cop-out. Listen, Doug Peterson's whistling in the dark on this, right? He's not oblivious. Eagle fans know what's going on. They don't live in a vacuum here. Carson Wentz has been bad. The team doesn't play as well with him. I believe Doug Peterson's like 12-2 without Carson Wentz, and he's got a bunch of playoff wins, and he's yet to win a playoff game with Carson Wentz. And listen, Wentz is injury prone. He was injury prone at North Dakota State. He's also been mistake prone. He's getting worse. He's not getting better. He's got 44 fumbles and interceptions the last 25 games. What more needs to be said? All right, is that it, Coop? Are we just doing two? I think that's it.
Yeah, yes? We're just going to pass you for two.
Oh, look at that, Coopaloop. How about that? I won both. I didn't even need a third question. Wow, what a gift.